And finally tonight, the countdown to Christmas has officially begun here at the Vatican. At sunset, pilgrims were treated to a taste of Ukrainian devotion as the Vatican's Christmas tree was officially lit. Lydia O'Kane reports.
As the great bells of St. Peter's Basilica rang the hour and the December sun set behind Michelangelo's dome, from beneath the arch of the bells, one by one, they emerged. The pilgrims of Ukraine, Greek Catholic, Latin and Orthodox, to light their Christmas tree in the heart of St. Peter's Square. Adorned in their national colors, singing seasonal hymns and carrying Christmas stars, they processed toward the tree that they had gifted to Pope Benedict, where it was positioned earlier this month beneath the central obelisk. The tree, a spruce from the remote Carpathian Mountains, is 30.5 meters high and decorated with 2,500 silver and gold-colored baubles. There, the president of the Governatorate of Vatican City State, Archbishop Giuseppe Bertello, welcomed the leaders of the church in Ukraine.
Vorrei porgere il mio più sentito ringraziamento.
Earlier on Friday morning, receiving the delegation, Pope Benedict had said, "This Christmas tree is a significant symbol of Christ's nativity because, with its evergreen boughs, it reminds us of enduring life."
Questo albero resta accanto al presepe in allestimento.
Over the centuries, he continued, Ukraine has been a crossroads of different cultures, a meeting point for the spiritual richness of East and West. By tenaciously adhering to the values of the faith, may it continue to respond to this unique vocation. Then, as dark descended on the Vatican and curious visitors gathered beneath its boughs, drawn by the folk songs and dance of the Ukrainian children, Archbishop Bertello was joined on the platform beneath the towering 60-year-old spruce by a small boy who, with obvious pride, pressed the button, bringing hundreds of lights flickering to life in the night sky and officially launching the countdown to Christmas here at the Vatican. I'm Lydia O'Kane.